to help keep me right. Some others I take to help me sleep through the night. And when I dream, there's you and there's me.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Kid Dakota comes home to play twice in South Dakota this month. You can see him February 17th at Total Drag Records in Sioux Falls, February 23rd at the Brickyard Community Arts Center in Madison. Kid Dakota is the musical moniker of Darren Jackson. His albums include So Pretty, The West is the Future, A Winner's Shadow, Listen to the Crows as They Take Flight, and a new CD called Denervation was released on February 10th. You just heard an excerpt from that, from the song Pills. Darren Jackson joins us now on the phone. Hey, Darren.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Welcome to In the Moment. Tell me a little bit about the sort of arc of this new album, because it mirrors something that happened in your real life as well.
It absolutely does. I was visiting my parents in the Black Hills in Spearfish, South Dakota, where they are retired now. While on summer vacation from grad school at Virginia Tech, which is where I study, working on a PhD there. And I was involved in a bike accident where I broke my pelvis. So I ended up having to stay in South Dakota with my parents for 8 months longer than I had anticipated.
Wow.
And so I started writing these songs when I was convalescing in a bed at my parents' house. I was really depressed. I couldn't walk. I was not sleeping well. I was in a lot of pain. And writing music was the only thing that sort of alleviated those problems.
Hmm. Was it the physical pain that was, that really took center stage for you, or was it also just at your age and the unexpectedness of it, to just have your life completely derailed? What do you think was driving just how difficult that time was?
Well, it was definitely both of those. I mean, I was in a lot of physical pain because I had suffered a lot of nerve damage in the accident. And I don't know if you've ever experienced nerve pain, but it's the worst kind of pain. And there's no relief from it. There's no escape. It's always there. And there's very little medication that is currently available that can treat it. So I was constantly in pain. That made it really difficult to sleep, made it difficult to eat. And then I was experiencing a lot of, emotional pain, for lack of a better word, because the doctors told me that I might not be able to walk again without a brace.
Wow.
So when you're a pretty active person like I am, and, that's really devastating news. So I was really depressed, and I was not optimistic about the prospects of my life. So both of those kinds of pain were definitely contributing to the narrative of the record.
And how long are you convalescing before you start connecting with music, either through listening to it or beginning to think about creating it?
It was about 3 or 4 months. For 3 months, I basically just sat in bed and watched every television show I could on Amazon Prime, Netflix, Hulu. I was just like, "Is there any other series that I haven't watched yet?" I was just trying to escape from my situation. And then finally, I noticed the muscle in my right calf didn't work for 4 months. And that was the muscle that they were worried about not coming back, which is the word denervation means that the nerves are no longer supplying electrical current to the muscle, and then the muscle atrophies, and it essentially dies. So that's what they were worried was going to happen to my leg, which would have made it so I would have had to use a brace to walk. Hey, sorry, my dogs are barking.
It's all right.
But yeah, they're also on the record barking because they're always barking at something.
Welcome to the radio as well, dogs.
I'm going to let them outside. 1 second here.
You know what? Let's do, while you do that, let's hear a little clip because we have some audio from Denervation, and here's a little bit of that song.
When you cut the nerve, I don't feel a thing. They say that I will walk, and I know you'll try to sing, but I don't mind wasting time. There is nothing I can do. They say that
If you're just tuning in, that's the title cut from Kid Dakota's new CD, Denervation. We have Darren Jackson on the phone with us now. And I'm wondering, Darren, when then did you start thinking, okay, this music is going to help me get to the next place that I need to be after the accident?
Well, as soon as I started to feel something in that muscle again, I was really excited and really thankful and really grateful. Because when you lose something like the ability to walk, I mean, it becomes so clear how important it is. And
right.
So when that when it became possible, when I realized that I would probably walk again, I was really, you know, I was thrilled, and music just sort of, that's when I started writing songs. And, you know, music, it was a really exciting time for me. I just felt like I was in love with life and really connected to things. And I felt like I had been given a second chance. And so, the songs, you know, I felt really everything was really at the surface emotionally. Hmm. So it was easy for me to take those emotions and those experiences and translate them into music.
So when you look at this album and sort of hold it up against the other work that you've done, I mean, this is what, your fifth album. Where do you see it fitting into sort of the trajectory of you know, your professional voice?
Well, I think it's more of stylistically, it harkens back to my earliest record, I think, which in a lot of ways is my most minimal album. I wanted this album to not have a lot of ornamentation. I wanted it to be very stripped down, very raw, to sort of better capture, you know, the intensity and the rawness of that experience of, you know, the accident.
Let's hear a little bit more. This is a little excerpt from a song called The Nurse.
Draw the blood from the vein. Run the test, I am the same. Make a chart, make a graph. I will perform, I will surpass. If I heal, will you stay? Will you put your things away? If I heal, will you wait for me? Will you stay or will you go? You're all I have, I need to know. If I heal, or will you?
You're just tuning in. Music from Darren Jackson, known as Kid Dakota. That CD is Denervation. Song was called The Nurse. And Darren, we were talking before we had you on today. This is just a really strong album from start to finish.
Thank you.
Finish. You have that sense of it as well. You know, it just was released on, you know, in February. But does it feel like that for you, too, that this is, you really were able to accomplish something here?
Yeah, I'm very happy with how it turned out. I think a lot of people's best art is inspired by tragedy or hardships or just intense experiences. I wouldn't want to relive the experience that I had when I suffered that accident and all the things that went along with it. But I think I did successfully, translate that experience into an artistic object, and I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. You can see him play February 17th at Total Drag in Sioux Falls, and then February 23rd at the Brickyard Community Arts Center in Madison, and that Madison show will be recorded for a future edition of No Cover, No Minimum Radio. And what's it like to play these songs live then, Darren? Because they hold together as an album. They don't need to be in order. They hold together as individual songs as well. But mixing these in with other work, what's your live performance like right now?
Well, we've only played most of them one time thus far. Since the album released, our first album release show was this past weekend. So when I perform live, it's usually just myself and a drummer. So there's a bit of rearranging songs as they're presented on stage are slightly different than they are on the record. So, I think that's nice to have a different live experience than the experience of the album because,
right.
You can hear the album anytime. So when we play the songs live, they're even more stripped down and more just the kernel of the album, you know.
What's it like for you to play South Dakota?
Well, I love playing South Dakota. I love South Dakota as a state. I didn't like South Dakota when I was growing up all that much. I just wanted to get away from South Dakota. And now that I've been away from South Dakota many, many times, in many different places, I've lived all over the country. I really appreciate South Dakota and the spaciousness of it, and I appreciate the the cultural kind of hubs that have, you know, opened up in South Dakota, like the Hills and Sioux Falls area. And yeah, I really enjoy playing those areas.
So after the accident, were you able to go back to your PhD work at Virginia Tech? And what are you studying?
Well, actually, they let me stay in the program and take my classes remotely.
Okay, wow.
Nice of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was Skyping in for classes. And at that point, I was working on my master's, which I have since finished. And the master's was in philosophy.
Wow.
And now my PhD, which is, I just continued on at Virginia Tech, it's an interdisciplinary degree in film and philosophy.
Wow. And that all weaves into how you make music as well, right? It's all connected.
It is all connected, yes. And the challenge for me is to keep bringing them closer and closer together, because they can seem to be very disparate sort of fields. Popular music and, you know, academic studies are typically associated with one another.
Darren Jackson, we hope you come back. The album from Kid Dakota, Denervation, see him February 17th at Total Drag, February 23rd at the Brickyard in Madison. Thanks for being here. We appreciate your time and this work.
Thank you very much.
We'll leave you this hour with a little bit from the CD. This one is called Self-Destruction.